Winston Planning Commission, April 22nd, 7 o'clock p.m. It's 2024.
Agenda is going to be an election of chair and vice chair positions. Is there anyone that wishes to be the chair?
Can we have appearances for the record, please? Can we have roll call?
I'm sorry.
Steve Johnson.
Rex Stevens.
Mike Russia.
Thomas McIntosh, staff.
Cindy Sardi, staff.
And then we do have one excused absence. First thing on the agenda is the election of chair and vice chair. There's only four of us now. There's supposed to be seven. Any of you out there like to be a planning commissioner? We would love to have your input and your service.
Planning Commission, if I may. We've tried to bombard these individuals before. We've tried to get them, but they're just not getting wrangled.
So. You're not even down to the folding stuff yet.
No.
Okay.
We're working on it.
Okay. Do we have any nominations?
The recommendation of Rex Stevens from planning staff for chair.
Second that.
He made a recommendation.
Yes. I second that.
One of you have to make the motion. It's just a recommendation for the staff.
Except Rex is our new chair.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now, who would like to have that second chair?
Second. All right, well, what of this am I in right now?
Yeah. One of you two can pass the motion.
Okay.
The other has to second.
Make the motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay, I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, congratulations.
Congrats, Mr. Chair. I'm going to give you a
very
lavish plaque below your name. So we know who's running the meeting.
I've had a few of those.
We'll give you one too shortly.
Yeah, if I keep taking my glasses off, it's because my allergies are. You don't have to cry for me because I just got back after 2.5 months in Maui. So, and they don't have no problems over there, or at least where we were at. And so, get back here. I was working out the lawn today. Oh my gosh, it was terrible.
I don't know why you yield that information. It always fosters a lot of anger.
Oh, it does. No, smiles.
You were there during the rainy season, though.
Yes, that is the fact.
It wasn't all this.
But, okay, that being said, comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address the Planning Commission as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given the maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The commission reserves the right to delay action until they have the full information on the issue. Is there anyone that needs to address the commission? Okay. Hearing none and seeing none, Community Development Department report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the commission, members of the audience. Thank you for coming this evening. So just a couple quick updates. We just got word back from, it's been a little more than a year since we started on our natural hazard mitigation plan. Plan you're required to have in place as a city. In this particular county, we have Douglas County as well as all incorporated jurisdictions, all 12, and we do one plan. We do one large plan for the county that covers everyone. So that's been kind of a drastic process. We have to get concurrence with FEMA and with the Emergency Management Office. The plan is 200 plus pages. It covers everything from flooding to earthquake to natural disasters. One of the more important things is when we go out for grant money, you have to check if you have a valid plan in place. And they're only good for 4 years. So ours expired this past December. So we've been working on updating that. So we will be bringing a draft before you shortly, probably in the next meeting, in concert with trying to get a recommendation of approval and move forward to place before the body of the council. Again, it's a really long, and if you want to get a good nap in, you could take a read or read the whole thing. We have to know what's in there. So Winston has been part of the steering committee for the duration of the review and the update, and we're excited to punch that thing through. Did you have a question? Okay, I saw this. So okay. So, other than that, we have a League of Oregon Cities conference that's coming up. There aren't a whole lot of planning elements on there. Given the legislative session and what was passed through prior to it expiring, there weren't a whole lot of planning elements that affected the city. Mostly everything that was on the session affected rural county areas in terms of housing. But, of course, you know, there is a very large bill in place, the governor's office, that would allot a tremendous amount of money for housing efforts, including, and we talked about this at our last meeting, a one-time urban growth boundary expansion option where you wouldn't have to go through the normal, it's a very long process. A lot of hoops you jump through, a lot of analysis, especially if you're wanting to expand in an area that might be good for farmer forest quality, good soil for that. So that got through without any kind of hiccups, and there's about $500 million earmarked for different housing strategies around that. One of the caveats to that bill is you have to, any area that you're growing into, you have to have 100% consent of the property owners. And you look at the direction we can grow, and we've talked about this to the west, I don't know that we could accomplish that. So when we look at, in the next few years, next couple of years, when we look at our urban growth boundary expansion, it'll probably be your standard amendment package, most likely. But we still are vetting out that bill to see if it can benefit the city. And if there is, we will place it before you. That's all I have. Any questions?
No. Okay. Under old business, we have findings of facts on David Duke's request for a site review, multifamily development property, line adjustment on 0.47 acre units, land lying inside the city limits. And we went through this and it was all accepted, so I'm a little bit confused why it's coming to us at this time.
Yeah, so it's been a couple, 3 months since we had a meeting. This is This was meant to be on your agenda. So essentially you made your motion and your unanimous vote to approve it. And these are the findings document that would solidify your decision. And then this would go out and there would be a 12-day appeal period and they would be free to move forward with condition compliance. So there's been a little stall because of our meetings, but that would be the reason for the delay.
Because we've already had the public hearings, and that's all been done. So.
Yep, these findings would execute your decision. They're essentially minutes on how the meeting went and how your motion transpired.
So you just want us to make a motion to accept these findings?
Correct, as written. Yep.
I make a motion to accept the findings on the David Doe file number 23-007.
I'll second.
The motion's been made and seconded to adopt the findings. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We don't have any other old business, correct?
Not at this time, Mr. Chair.
Do you have that?
I do.
Moving on to new business. Tonight we have a public hearing. And the public hearings on the applicant, Eric Walker, requesting a conditional use permit to operate an automobile repair shop per WMC 154.038B11. The subject property is described as tax lots 6,300 and 7,000 in section 21BD and 21AC, respectively. Both township 28 South, range 6 West, WM property ID R51937 and R4176. Respectively, let's see. Okay, it's located directly off Southwest Douglas Boulevard, adjacently southwest of the intersection of Southeast Main. Inside the city limits of Winston, the property is designated commercial and zone GC, General Commercial, Planning Department File 24-W001. The property we're speaking of is right across the street over here next to the car wash between there and the pizza pub. Okay, let's see. This part of the meeting is for public hearings. The Planning Commission will have one public hearing tonight. The public hearing is in regards to a conditional use permit for an automobile service shop, Planning Department File 24-W001. To ensure that these proceedings are conducted in a fair and orderly manner, state law has established rules and procedures governing the conduct of land use hearings. I will now explain the procedures we will follow. This hearing will be conducted in the following order of events. We will first establish for the record the parties that are entitled to the party status. Party status is important because it determines who's entitled to participate in the hearing and who has the right to appeal the Planning Commission's decision. People eligible for party status include the applicant, the property owner of the subject property, and the owners of property within 150 feet of the subject property, or any other person who can demonstrate that they will be specially, personally, and adversely and substantially affected by the results of the hearing. We will next establish for the record that all members of the Planning Commission are able to participate in the hearing in a fair and objective manner. The commission will then hear the written staff report. After that, the applicant Applicant's testimony will be heard first, followed by testimony from parties in favor of the application. The commission will then hear from those parties who wish to speak in opposition to the application. After all testimony has been given, the applicant will be given an opportunity to respond to the testimony of the opposition. I want to stress that all testimony, including the rebuttal, be directed to the Planning Commission. Direct exchanges between the opposing parties will not be allowed during the hearing. Questions may be asked at any time by members of the Planning Commission. Questions by the parties or city manager may be allowed by the president upon request. Testimony, arguments, and evidence given must be based on fact and directed toward the applicable criteria of the comprehensive plan and Weston Municipal Code, which the person believes to apply to the decision. All evidence offered may be received. Testimony and evidence given at this hearing should be of quality that is reasonable persons rely upon in the conduct of their everyday affairs. Any evidence received shall become part of the record for the hearing. Failure to raise an issue during the hearing, either in person and in or in writing, with sufficient specificity to afford the approving authority and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes appeal to LUPA based upon that issue. Pursuant to ORS 197.796, the failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow local government or its designee to respond to the issues preclude an action for damages in circuit court. After all testimony has been heard, the Planning Commission will have the opportunity to ask questions of the parties. The hearing will then be closed and discussion limited to the members of the Planning Commission and staff. The request is considered administrative and the decision can be made wholly and entirely by the Planning Commission unless it's appealed during the appointed appeal period. Upon the filing of the appeal, the application will be placed on the agenda for Winston City Council as the decision-making body with regards to an appeal. Does everyone understand the hearing procedures as I described them? Please note that these hearings are being tape recorded. This is to provide a full record of the hearing, so it is important that only one person speak at a time and only after being recognized. Please begin by clearly stating your name, residence, address for the record, and you can speak from the podium right there. Okay, so the party status will now establish the record for those persons who have party status in this hearing. For the record, I will note that the applicant and the city each have party status. Is there anyone present who is affected agency or owns a property with 150 feet of the subject property who wants party status? Please raise your hand. None. Is there anyone who may be specifically, personally, adversely, or substantially affected by the outcome of this proceeding who believes they are entitled to party status? Has the staff received any written requests for party status?
We have not.
Ex parte conflict and disclosures. The Planning Commission is concerned that this hearing be fair to all parties, both in substance and appearance. Therefore, it is important that we establish for the record that all members of the Commission are able to hear and decide this request in a fair and objective manner. Do any members of the Commission have a financial interest in the property which is subject to this hearing?
No.
Do any members stand to gain or lose any financial benefit as a result of the outcome of this hearing?
No.
Have any commission members met as a group to discuss this matter prior to the start of this hearing?
No.
Do any members wish to disclose any fact which might create an appearance that they may have conflict of interest or are otherwise unable to participate in this hearing in a fair and objective manner?
No.
Does any party have an objection to any of the planning commissioners participating in this hearing? Now that the Planning Commission has been qualified, we will proceed with the hearing. Staff report. Will staff please present the written report?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, members of the audience. Thank you for sitting through that script. It's a CYA. We have to go through the measures of qualifying counsel, the Planning Commission. There are confrontational applications that can always be appealed, and we have to make a pretty robust record, as you can see, throughout the process. So just want to enter my staff report, and I have 6 exhibits that I've entered into the record, and those are in your packet. Those are the notice of the public hearing that went out, property owners within 150 feet. There's a map, it's called Notice Area, and it shows everybody within 150 feet. The staff report with any attached responses, there were none. The conditional use permit application, which is exhibit number 4. Number 5 is the vicinity map, which shows the subject property, but a larger overall view on how to get to the property. Number 6 is the assessor map copy B, which is Township 28 South, Range 6 West. In the applicable section. That's section 21BD and 21AC, as previously described. The applicant, Mr. Walker, is requesting a conditional use permit to authorize an automobile repair shop in the location that was previously delineated, Rolling Goods, here across the street. This is conditionally permitted. Normally in commercial zone properties, this is a commercial zone property. Normally, if you're proposing a commercial use, you could come in and it's a permitted use, which means you can do a permit over the counter and get it permitted up unless there's extended. This particular use falls under conditional use permit because service repair shops usually have chemicals and different things that might introduce bad things into the system, into the storm system, into the soil, those types of things. So this particular application is moved to a conditional use permit and placed before this body for review and sent out as part of the notice process. The comprehensive plan designation of the subject property is also commercial. The subject property is what we call irrevocably committed on all sides by commercial zoning, which means it's bordered on all sides, it's inundated by commercial area, also zoned in that capacity. And I'd like to note for the record that in some cases we get applications to where there is a proposal on a commercial property, and there might be property all around that's also zoned commercial, but there's a pre-existing house or there's something in that regard. That's not the case here. There's commercial zoning in every direction and commercial operations taking place, active commercial operations, which has been described in the staff report. We did receive one response from Winston Public Works. Andy Howell, Winston Public Works Superintendent, responded that Rolling Goods will need to have BMPs, which is Best Management Practices for Pollution Prevention, proper waste disposal, spill prevention, and chemical handling. Not knowing what exactly carbine and its activities that they may be doing, we need to ensure that chemicals are not displaced. Oils, etc., are not allowed to enter the storm system and be introduced into the waterways. We all know our storm systems, they capture storm water, they get discharged back into the river. So we have ordinances in place to protect those types of things, and so therefore Public Works is responding in that regard, and there are conditions to that effect that we can discuss later in the staff report. The property, of course, is located off Northwest Douglas Boulevard. It's fully improved. Sometimes with an application like this, you have a bare lot, you have a new structure that's being proposed. In concert with that, there would be a significant amount of infrastructure that's required. Surfacing for parking, painting for parking, maybe new sidewalks, those types of things. This particular property is fully equipped at the present moment, and the applicant is proposing to use an existing building, which he's been utilizing for two other commercial operations, which he has a permits and a business license for currently. In your staff report, there's a number of different provisions that are covered because it's required in the staff report to cover them, but I'll just kind of go over broad strokes. As it relates to parking, we have a multi-commercial type operation with the antique mall, with the service station there. When it was originally built, there was ample parking planned. And you'll notice on the map that on the eastern side of the existing building where the operation is proposed to take place, there's at least 32 parking spaces available, not to mention in the other directions on the western side and in the south where there's additional parking. And since we're so close, staff, we have the opportunity to observe how often those parking spaces are utilized. The parking spaces are more or less available for the applicant's proposal. So, as a finding of fact, we have determined that there's ample parking available. In regards to other infrastructure, it's already surfaced. The access is directly off of Northwest Douglas Boulevard. We did put this out by virtue of notice to ODOT, or the Oregon Department of Transportation. They responded, if it's taking place in an existing building, then there's no additional requirements to expand the apron for the access. So the access does meet the current requirements. In terms of drainage, when the surfacing and the infrastructure was put in, there was a drainage analysis proposed and approved. There were catch basins installed to capture the impervious surface and any additional runoff. The applicant is not proposing additional surfacing, so additional drainage requirements are not necessary in conjunction with this approval. Before we go through conditions, there is one area that we would like to cover. This part of town is part of our central business district. It's part of our urban renewal district as well, where we capture funding and we try to put that funding back in to revitalize the area. Because of that, there is a high level of care and concern for the aesthetics. So the applicant does have two existing commercial businesses, a retail store and a tire sales operation. Both are active with business license. The property has been observed in the past to display goods outside of an enclosed building. So that's been observed in an ample regard. We are recommending as a condition of approval that if you entertain approval for this particular permit this evening, that all commercial operations take place in an enclosed building. All goods and services are facilitated therein. With that, there is ample evidence to recommend approval for the conditional use permit for the service repair shop. And there are three alternates that we place before you. Based on the findings above and the imposition of the appropriate and reasonable conditions of approval, the proposed conditional use permit to authorize an automobile repair shop on the 0.24 acre unit of land at 150 Northwest Douglas Boulevard can be made substantially to conform with the Winston Municipal Code criteria. We recommend approval subject to the following conditions. Number one, the proposed conditional use permit shall substantially conform to the request as presented in the application, except as specifically modified by the Planning Commission receiving. Number two, the applicant property owner shall be advised that the City of Winston noise ordinance shall apply to any newly approved commercial operations. That's still in force. Number three, prior to final approval, the applicant property owner shall submit verification from Winston Public Works that all devices have been installed directly related to proper waste disposal, spill prevention, and chemical handling. Number four, the applicant property owner is required to maintain four parking spaces for each service stall and one parking space per employee. Number five, the applicant property owner shall submit a copy of an approved ODOT access permit that includes approval of a new proposed automobile service shop. Number six, the applicant property owner shall be required to carry out all functions, all commercial functions for businesses operations, including retail sales and tire sales, in addition to the new proposed automobile repair shop inside an enclosed building. The Planning Commission may also adopt and approve Alternative 2 and Alternative 3. Alternative 2 is you offer your tentative approval with these conditions plus additional conditions that you feel are applicable and there is an essential nexus. Number 3 is that you request a continuance or deny the application. That concludes my staff report.
Thank you very much. Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Would you like to make any statements or no?
No.
Okay. Hearing none, since there aren't any parties, you know, we don't have to, you know, as far as in opposition.
You can move to final questions, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Let's see. Final questions. Does Planning Commission or staff have any questions of the applicant or other parties?
No.
Not at this time.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion to close the hearing.
Make a motion to close the hearing.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to close the hearing. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Okay, now I'd entertain a motion for what we were going to do, if we were going to accept the alternative 1, 2, or 3.
I make a motion to accept alternative 1 to the conditions.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to accept and adopt the alternative 1. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimous. And hope you do a real good job over there and keep everything, you know, going smooth. We need a place. We haven't had a place to change tires in this town in years. Mm-hmm. So appreciate having you. Okay. Is there anything else? Anything for the good of the order? Do you have any updates of things that are going on in the area right now? Or
none at this time, Your Honor. We will have a meeting next week, and we should have a more full report in terms of our internal plans that we are entertaining. Okay. Update.
Any idea when the next meeting is going to be?
Yeah, it'll be the third week of May.
Okay.
So the third Wednesday in May. We will do it Wednesday this time.
Okay, all right.
Didn't mean to tricky guess.
No, I understand it was because of the League of Cities and stuff like that, plus the budget. And that takes a lot of...
Yes.
A lot of stuff. Okay, thank you very much. We're adjourned.
Meeting adjourned 7:33.